With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app, I'm Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. We appreciate it as always. Lots of great stuff to get into today. Today, we're going to talk about flaws. Flaws for CFP programs. But I tell you what, before we get into that, just in the last little bit, the Gamecocks offensive coordinator talked a little bit about the Marcus Satterfield, talked a little bit about the idea of who's going to start at quarterback for the Gamecocks. And he said, quote, "I'm sure that me and Coach Beamer will have many discussions about that. I want it done as soon as possible, as soon as someone separates himself to make that decision." So with that, we know that there's going to be, it's going to go to, you know, one of the following folks, either FCS transfer Jason Brown, freshman Colton Gathier, walk-on Connor Jordan, or the new graduate assistant, Zeb Noland. I don't know which way they're going to go. I mean, it would seem that Jason Brown would have the inside track there, but, you know, at this point of the year, and Gamecock fans, we can talk about this too at 803-978-1832. When you're playing Eastern Illinois, a team that South Carolina could just line up and run the ball against. Now, I know that coaches don't want to hear that, and they expect you to think that we're going to take them seriously, and, you know, that they're a team that can beat us. But let's just be honest. In the end, is anybody really scared of what Eastern Illinois is going to do? Just saying. Just something to think about there. South Carolina can literally run out whoever it is they want, and as long as they don't turn the ball over 10 times, they're going to win that game. So with that knowledge, I would run, first of all, I wouldn't tell anybody what I was doing. That's thing number one. And thing number two, I would run out three quarterbacks. Why not run out three guys? Yeah, why not? What can Jason Brown do? What can Gathier do? What can the freshman, the walk-on, Connor Jordan do? Yeah, we can all do that. I mean, why not show them all of that? And what I mean by that is that no one will have any clue what's going on. When you play East Carolina the next week, they don't know who to look at. They have no clue. That's kind of the way that I would go. But I am not the offensive coordinator at South Carolina. If I were, though, that's what I would do. I would have out all kinds of stuff about, hey, I'd run this guy, I'd run that guy. Doesn't matter. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call. The ACC just released something about COVID, and you guys are going to get it just as I got it. As this just came out, the Atlantic Coast Conference today has announced rescheduling policy and several key updates to their COVID-19 policy. The COVID-19 game rescheduling policy, which was approved by the athletic directors, applies to football, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, and volleyball. In 2021, ACC game cannot be played. If a game cannot be played on its originally scheduled date by a team unable to play due to insufficient number of available players related to COVID-19, that team shall be deemed to have forfeited. Wait, what? Yeah, So basically, the ACC is coming out with, if you have COVID-19 and your team has it and you don't have enough players, then it is a forfeit. There you go with that. We'll take calls on that at 803-978-1832. Please do not call up here and make this a statement about politics and it's a plandemic, and I don't want to hear that. That's talk to death. This is a national story, though, simply because if it's the way that things go, if you don't have enough players that are out there, you can, in theory, have to forfeit games. So, yeah, it is a big deal. We'll take your calls on that at 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Who do you think should start at quarterback for South Carolina? I'm in the Jason Brown camp. Yeah, we'll have that for you. Let's go out to the phones. And welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob. What is their definition of enough players?
If you don't have enough players to compete, I guess.
I mean, who's gonna throw that number out there? The coach or?
That's the interesting thing. This just came down from
53 kids.
This just came down from the ACC. It also says if a game cannot be played on its originally scheduled date due to any factor associated with game discontinuation consideration as listed in the current medical group report, the conference's sports rescheduling policy shall apply. If a 2021 game cannot be played on its originally scheduled date due to both teams being unable to play, both teams will have to deem it as a forfeit, with a loss assigned to both teams and applying to the conference standings. So, basically, it comes back to if you don't have enough players. I think it's you have to have. If I remember correctly, for last year, it was I think you had to have up to three extra offensive linemen. I think was one of the things that they had. I got to look that up to be honest with you, but. I mean, in some theories, you may be right. I mean, I can roll out there with 22 guys.
Sure.
I could roll out there with 11 guys and say, hey, play both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, in theory, you could do that. So.
I mean, because you got, what, 114 kids on the team?
Exactly.
I mean, you could roll out there with some walk-ons if it was needed. And I saw where Clemson was like 85% vaccinated.
Well, I think that I don't think that they're not telling kids, hey, you have to get vaccinated, but I think it's along the lines of, hey, you got to get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where we're not going to tell you to get vaccinated, but you better get your butt vaccinated. I think that's behind the scenes is what's going on. I can't prove that, but that's just the way that it is.
Yeah, that's like my work. Get vaccinated. Former friends got vaccinated, and now they got COVID.
A good comment from Sweeney Online says, if you have your whole offensive line out, it would be much easier to forfeit than lose and get guys hurt. He's exactly right. If your entire offensive line comes down with COVID and they can't travel with the team or they can't suit up, why in the world would I put my quarterback, running back, and everybody else back out of there? Yeah. And the possibility of them getting injured, that just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. So.
I had a question. I've been seeing online about the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC forming an alliance.
Right.
Is that an alliance amongst the conference, or they're agreeing to play each other?
I think it's more of a, from what I've read, and now I don't go behind closed doors. I think the only people that do are those commissioners and maybe some of the athletic directors, but the idea is that they would agree to schedule each other and exclusively schedule each other. And, you know, in the end, that would make a lot of sense because you'll have a lot of TV games that are really, you know, unique matchups. If you could go to a network and say, look, every other year you're going to have Clemson and Ohio State playing each other. You're going to have Michigan and North Carolina playing each other. Florida State playing, I don't know,
Oregon.
Southern Cal. If you have that, you have the ability to, put some stuff out there, and that may help.
Oh, yeah, some big-time games.
Right, but the reality is that it's more than you have, what, maybe five teams Let's say you have five teams from each conference that can give you really good matchups. Who cares about the Rutgers matchup with Wake Forest?
Yeah.
That's what it comes back down to. I mean, you're going to end up having those as well. So it's a mess.
Are they just trying to stave off the SEC from dominating college football too?
I think they're trying to stave off the SEC from getting top money. Now, here, as far as the TV deals go. Now, yeah. The SEC apologists out there will tell you, we invented football. That's what we did. But the reality is that when you look at it, other teams win national titles. Under the logic of the typical SEC fan, no team should ever get within three touchdowns of an SEC team. But that doesn't happen. It's all about the TV dollar and can they get more money, et cetera. And that's what it's going to come back down to.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Love the show.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right, 803-978-1832, Sweeney with another comment online. Washington State versus Wake is going to be awesome. I love Wake Forest, man. Coach Clawson's great, and nothing against Coach Beamer, but South Carolina could have gotten Coach Clawson. They would have gotten a great coach. Megan online with a comment. Breaking news, JT Daniels, Carson Beck, and Brock Vandergriff all slipped on banana peels and tore ACL. Stetson Bennett to start versus Clemson. Oh, goodness. Come on, Megan. Do better than that. Stetson Bennett won some games last year for Georgia. You could make an argument they wouldn't have won that Arkansas game if he didn't come in and settle things down. Talk about things going crazy if that would have happened. Anyway, the ACC just released that statement. If you don't have enough players to play, it's considered a forfeit. If both teams don't have enough players to play, it's considered a double forfeit. What does that tell you if I'm a coach, my guys are living in a bubble the entire season. I'm going to treat the season just like it was last year. I want everybody wearing masks. I want everybody... Every protocol that we could have that we had last year, I want those same protocols because I don't want there to be a slip-up. Even with those protocols last year, Trevor Lawrence ended up with COVID and had to sit for two games. It can happen. So with that, we'll take your calls at 803-978-1832.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you would like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. I have in my hand something that I wrote a little bit up earlier. I'm going to post some of this on the blog page later on at foxsportsradio1400.com. And I basically looked at teams that are in contention that people think, okay, teams that may have a shot to make the CFP. And I thought about what could be their flaw heading into the season. Sweeney with a great comment online. I think the forfeit score is 7-0. That'll be a bad beat in Vegas on 7.5-point spreads. You gambling degenerates. Anyway. All right, so I thought I'd look at some of these teams that you can think, all right, there may be an outside shot they can get to the CFP. And I thought about figuring out what's keeping them from getting there. So let's start with Cincinnati. They're a top 10 team, which being a G5 team and being ranked in the top 10, they've already done something that's really interesting, getting ranked that high at the beginning of the season. They play Indiana and Notre Dame in back-to-back weeks on the road. If they can win those games, those two games, and obviously finish out with a perfect season, they're going to the CFP. They really are. I think there's a definite chance with that happening. Now, here's the thing. Here's the things that can keep them from going. They really don't have a dynamic playmaker in the receiving corps. I mean, they've got guys that can catch the ball. But they don't have somebody that can go out there and you can throw them the ball 8 to 10 times and they'll get you a touchdown and 95 to 100 yards receiving. They don't really have that guy. Miami, what's the big deal with the Hurricanes? Yes, I know. They're ranked, what, 14th in the country? In reality, you could say, it's not very realistic for them to make the CFP, but if they get some upsets, maybe it can happen. The problem with Miami is that they've got questions at linebacker. They've got two starters that are converted defensive backs. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out for them. They also don't have anybody that can actually rush the passer. So there's that. Michigan, they have an opportunity every season being where they are. They've got to beat Ohio State. Their schedule is just tough. They're 2-8 in true road games against top 25 teams and 0-5 against the Buckeyes under Jim Harbaugh. So their slate this year features a trip to Wisconsin and Penn State. Also in Ann Arbor, they play Ohio State. So their schedule may keep them out of it. Notre Dame running through the CFP contenders, by the way. And you can chime in at 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. You know, the Fighting Irish, it's either the quarterback or the offensive line. Jake Cohn transferring in from Wisconsin. He's more of a game manager, in my opinion. Is that going to be enough to take him to the promised land? I don't know. We shall see. Penn State, you know, the interesting part about them is that they go to Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio State home games with Auburn, Indiana, and Michigan. That's a pretty tough slate for any team. Pretty tough slate for just about any team. Some of the other notes I've got for some other teams before we get into the teams that actually really, really have a realistic shot. You know, for some reason, you can bet on the Texas Longhorns at plus 5,000. And they do have a four-year starter quarterback. But I'm sorry, they're replacing Sam Ellinger at quarterback, and it's going to be either Casey Thompson or Hudson Card. I'm looking at my wrong set of notes here. So they've got questions at quarterback. So there's that. If you want to join the show, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Chris online talking about Georgia, and Georgia basically lost a couple of starters yesterday due to foot injuries. They will not be available, most likely, for the Clemson matchup. They're already without their receiver Pickens, who is a projected first-round pick. They've also are without Eric Gilbert, who's having some issues and is not with the team right now. They lost their starting tight end. And the guy that's supposed to start for them at safety. Chris online says, you all are negative over Eric Gilbert, who's done nothing for us. A West Virginia transfer has not done anything for us. And Darnell Washington, who played good but wasn't our best player. There you go with that. Out to the phones we go. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
What's up, man? This is Clemson Tiger fan.
Hey, buddy. What do you got for the program today?
What's up? Well, first of all, I just want old Begging Megan in the comment section is probably the biggest baby I've ever seen in my life. We talked about this last night. Yeah. You're not going to lose to Clemson because of a tight end and a DB being injured. The wide receiver, that sucks. We've had our best wide receiver be out twice in 5 years as well. Mike Williams was out in 2015, and Justin Ross was out all of last year. Right. Injuries happen. That's why y'all are the recruiting national champions for the last 5-6 years. Put the next 5-4-star in and play play football. Stop whining. You're not going to lose. Y'all might lose by a fifth touchdown now, but yeah, I mean, it's just going to be an extra touchdown. It's not going to matter. The injuries ain't going to lose you the game, Begging Megan. This is your excuse. Well, you're already setting up for failure.
in fairness to Beggin' Beggin', I mean, you've without pick, if Georgia rolled into this game with Pickens and Gilbert and Washington and the defensive back from West Virginia, Tykeesh Smith, I believe is his name, they're an entirely different football team. I mean, just with those guys on the team, they're an entirely different football team. So it's not the matchup that we thought we were going to have on, say, June 1st or whatever it was that when Pickens went down for injury. So there you go with all that. I think they're going to be a different team, but I'm also in the camp of, and people, lots of Georgia fans might get upset about this, but they've got, they tell us all the time about all the talent that they've got. Well, now's the chance for you to see if the coaches that you have can develop your second string guys. Can they go out there and make the move to fill those holes when those holes come up? Because injuries do happen to everyone. I mean, that's just the way that it is. Under the logic exactly. of some, though, you know, it's, well, doesn't matter. We're going to lose the game now. I'm not buying that, man.
Exactly. I'm sure Clemson's going to have one or two, probably big. I hope not, but I'm sure it's going to happen. I mean,
Clemson went to the CFP last year without Justin Ross, a guy who's a first-team All-American this year. They also didn't play
a 50%
without
defensive line.
They also went without Xavier Thomas, who was an all-world prospect. They still went to the CFP. So
Justin Foster.
That. Yep, Justin Foster too. But I mean, he left the program. But still, the point is that good teams can bounce back from that. They really can.
And it's also like it's the position that they lost. Like you don't want to lose your starting tight end and I guess their starting DB. Like Pickens, Chris Rick or whatever his name, Chris made a perfect thing saying, well, we knew Pickens was out all year, so like why are we whining now about that?
Right.
So like if you lost your starting offensive lineman and he was by far the best guy on the team in that position, like, or your quarterback, I can understand it a little bit, but a tight end and a DB, I don't know, just stop whining. But anyways, flaws for each college football playoff contender. I like Clemson's. I think it's the one we've had for 5 years now. If our offensive line plays halfway decent, can be in the top 25, can open up some holes for the run game, we got a really good shot this year. The offensive line's got to – I mean, DBs are going to be – thin. I think we're talented, but we don't have a lot of depth. We're thin. Only got like six, seven guys. But if offensive line can play good, I won't feel excited. I think that's what we need. So,
all right, man. Well, I'll get to my stuff on the Clemson offensive line in just a moment. Hey, I appreciate you calling the show.
Yeah, have a good one, man.
All right, there you go. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. The chat room's hot today. Go over to the Fox Sports Radio 1400 Facebook page and follow along. Good stuff going on over there. All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll have more for you here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Craziest comment of the day, Colonel Wooderson online says, Hunter Renfrow reminds him of Calvin Johnson. Slow down a little bit. Let's head out to the phones. Beggin' Megan joins the show. What's up, buddy?
The ever popular Beggin' Megan, Rob. Get it straight.
You're getting to a point now where you've got like Bret Hart heat from like the late 90s, early 2000s when he was wrestling the Patriot, and it was all about Canada, and Canada was awesome, and the U.S. sucked, and all of that. You're like hated like Bret Hart right now.
That's actually pretty accurate. Kudos for that. Hey, I don't know if I heard you right. You don't see the Renfrow to Calvin Johnson comparison to be accurate, or
no. I mean,
you don't see the resemblance there?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, to each his own. Hey, listen, I'm 45 years old. I've been listening to sports talk radio for over 25 years now.
Right.
That last call may take the cake for the dumbest phone call I have ever heard in all my years of listening to sports radio.
Easy now. In 20 years, that's a lot of calls, sir.
It is. First of all, kudos to him for the most original YouTube handle I could possibly think of, Clemson Tiger fan. I hope he didn't put too much thought into that. But isn't he the one who called just a few days ago and said that Clemson lost to Notre Dame due to some defensive injuries? Wasn't he exactly the same person who said that?
I believe that is true, sir.
I believe he is. Anyway, and here's the thing. I don't disagree with him. I really don't. When people say injuries are the part of the game, yeah, no kidding. No kidding. They just seem to be – it seems to be who they happen to and how many they happen to that sets us apart.
Let's look at that from an outside perspective, looking in at the Georgia program. You think right. that you guys deal with a lot of injuries. What's the cause of those injuries? Are your practices too hard? And I'm not trying to beat you in the face about this, but if these things continue to happen, there has to be a source for this kind of stimulus that gets you the response that we're getting. Are there too many right. practices? Is there an equipment issue? What is the problem with the Georgia program?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I know where you're going with this, and it's the same place you always go, that Kirby Smart's
honestly,
an idiot.
We can rip Kirby Smart all that we want, but in reality, I'm just saying there has to be something that is causing these injuries. It can't all just be by chance, right?
Well, and they might not be a ton of injuries. Take last year, for example.
Sure.
We had an immensely talented team, and through an unbelievable number of just freak deals, we started our fourth-string quarterback for the majority of the season. Who else does that happen to? You've got this team that's just got talent all over the field, and your second-string, your first-string opts out, your second-string has a brain aneurysm that messed him up, apparently, for the rest of his playing time there at UGA. There were issues with Carson Beck, and we wind up starting Stetson Bennett, who was brought to Georgia to run the scout team. Everyone that's inside the program knows that. He was never supposed to be out there. But anyway, I want to make this clear. I'm not telling Clemson Tiger fan or any Clemson fan that I wasn't picking Georgia to beat Clemson with a fully healthy team. I really wasn't. I was giving you crap about the three touchdown thing, but I think JT Daniels is crazily overrated, and I'm not sure we can block Clemson's D line. That's why I would pick Clemson in a close game to win. So I'm not some nut job fan out there saying this is why we're going to lose. What I am saying is when two elite teams face off, you cannot have 4 to 5 five stars in street clothes on the sidelines. The margin for error is so razor thin that will be the difference if it comes down to that. That's all I'm saying. It's easy to say injuries are a part of the game when you're on the other side of it.
Yeah, but and I talked about this earlier with Clemson, that they've dealt with injuries. I mean, Alabama dealt with injuries last year. They didn't have Jaylen Waddle the majority of the season, a guy that, let's be honest, the reason that their Heisman guy won the Heisman was because Waddle was injured. So, I mean,
yep, and that's
fair
too, right?
You just
brought up one. But you brought up one key injury. How many are we looking at? And we still got 2 weeks of camp left to go.
Well, maybe,
I'll give you another example. How about Dan Mullen last year? Everyone talks about what a genius this guy is, okay? Except for you. I understand that. But the very first time they actually had a few injuries, they lost to a three-win LSU team, okay? How about the 2017 season when Alabama actually lost to Auburn? Do you remember their entire linebacker core was completely depleted, and Auburn exposed it all game long and actually beat Alabama? So what happens when they get a few players back? They win the national title. It matters. I don't care how much people want to say, suck it up, quit crying. It matters, and it happens to us at an unbelievably high rate versus other teams. I don't know what the problem is, but I've been watching it my entire life. All through the Rick years, the number of crazy injuries were just almost uncanny. Muschamp has had the same thing happen to him, and I still blame
Gamecock
him.
Gamecock fans will tell you that Muschamp had the guys out with Sunday practices right after late Saturday night games, and maybe that had some issues to do with some injuries. That's why I was asking, does Kirby Smart have the same mindset of, hey, we're going to go hard on Sunday after we play on Saturday. I don't know. You know, and then yeah. There's been talk about equipment with certain manufacturers of shoes. Both of these guys have foot injuries. Could it be something with that? I mean, I was giving you a real question. You thought I was going somewhere else.
Well, I would highly doubt that. That just sounds like people are kind of reaching. I think it's just the curse of 1980. I really do, man. This happened all through.
Well, y'all need to sacrifice a goat or whatever it is that the Cubs did to finally get rid of all that. I mean,
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Make a goat walk backwards or whatever it is. All right, Megan. Yes, thanks for calling the show, man. You're always welcome. You know that. There you go.
See ya.
All right. Well, he thinks that George is cursed. The 1980 curse. Are we just going to sit around and listen to Blondie all day? Is that what the 1980 curse is? We sit around watching Blondie, and there's a big movie marquee with American Gigolo as the number one movie when Georgia won the national title. Is that what we're doomed to now for the Georgia football program? I say no. I say they have talent there. If it were a true curse, nobody worth a damn would go there. You wouldn't have guys like, insert these great players that have gone to Georgia. Been good players go to Georgia since 1980. I'm not buying all that at all. I mean, you know, is there an overabundance of injuries? Yes. If Clemson fans, though, think that they're going to roll over Georgia because of these injuries, slow down. It's going to be a tough game in Charlotte. Either way, more of the rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Appreciate everyone calling us here on the rundown this afternoon, right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. You are welcome to join the show at 803-978-1832. Whether you are a Georgia fan that is upset that you have injuries that are, let's just say, mocking the program, keeping them from where they need to go. Just saying. If you want to call and talk about that, we can. I'm also going to talk some more about my flaws stuff that I've got here with some of these teams that are potentially in the playoff hunt, but I got to read some of the comments that are over here. Let's see here. Brandon asks, who do I think had the better offense, the 2019 LSU or the 2020 Alabama? I would go with 2019 LSU because I think Joe Burrow is better than Mac Jones. I think that Ja'Marr Chase is outstanding. I do think Alabama may have had maybe a little bit better receiving core if Waddle was not injured. But I would still go with LSU. I like Edwards-Helaire over Najee Harris. And I don't know. I just think that offense was better. I mean, a lot of it's got to do with the fact that Joe Burrow, you know, he swung a big stick. That's the best way that I can put it. And he let you know about it. So there you go with that. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. We left off with looking at some of these teams that potentially could make it to the CFP and some of their flaws. And then another comment online, who's going to have a better NFL career, Chubb or ETN? I'm going to go with Chubb because ETN plays on a historically bad Jacksonville team. They don't have an offensive line at all, and they're going to try to build around Trevor Lawrence. Their next couple of drafts need to be nothing but offensive linemen. Trevor Lawrence is going to spend a lot of time on his back this year, and they've already got James Robinson, another running back, that's going to split carries basically with Travis Etienne, and I don't think Etienne's going to get the touches. So I would go with Nick Chubb as of right now. Anyway, looking at some of the other teams here and their flaws, because every team has flaws, by the way. The Florida Gators, you know, they had last year, they kind of leaned on the SEC's top cornerback in Kyir Elam. He's back, but they have to improve a unit that surrendered about 8 yards an attempt and 28 touchdowns while making just 9 interceptions. So this Florida secondary, that and they're trying to replace Kyle Pitts, who was a matchup problem, and Kyle Trask, another matchup problem. The guy in his senior season did so much, and replacing the two Kyles is a big deal, in my opinion. All right, with LSU. LSU has a ton of talent returning, what, 20 starters? What's going to be the deal with Tyron Davis, Price, and John Emery Jr.? Are they going to be like a two-headed monster? That's kind of the way that things look there. We shall see. We shall see. North Carolina, the good about North Carolina is they've got Sam Howell back, the entire offensive line, and the majority of their defense. This is a team that gave Texas A&M a run for their money last season, even though they had a bunch of guys opt out due to COVID-19. The big key for North Carolina is I don't know how well Tyson Chandler is going to play for them. He is the Tennessee transfer. He's trying to replace Diami Brown and Daz Newsome, so they don't have a lot of experience. Does he still have the Tennessee stench on him? That's the best way I can put it. Because let's be honest, Tennessee is definitely a gong show program right now, and you have to get away from that, and hopefully being around a good offense and, of course, having Coach Mack Brown there, maybe that's the guy that can manipulate this young man, Chandler, into being a really good running back. We shall see. We shall see. Let's look at the Oregon Ducks. Who's going to be the quarterback? Is it going to be Anthony Brown, the young man that played at Boston College, who was okay but not the greatest in the world? Kind of weird for Oregon to have issues at quarterback. But who's going to be the quarterback for the Ducks? That's kind of one of their flaws going into the season. You've also got, let's see here, Southern Cal. In the last 3 seasons, the Trojans have not ranked higher than 87th in yards per carry. Who is going to run the ball for the Trojans? That's kind of the big thing there. Who's going to run the ball for them? If they can't run the ball and protect Kadon Slovis, they're going to have problems. So that may keep them out of the CFP. Texas A&M, before we go to break, who is going to be their quarterback? Kellen Mond's not going to be there. Is it going to be Haynes King or Zach Calzada? Both 2 unproven guys. So who's going to be the guy that steps up for them? That's going to be the big deal for Texas A&M. We come back, we'll look at Iowa State, the Georgia Bulldogs, Oklahoma, Ohio State, all of that in just a moment. You're listening to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400.
I'm Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the presence of justice. Our friends at the Peace in the Streets Global Film Festival are introducing their Kids, Cops, and Kindness Equals Safer Streets initiative. And this promotes the United Nations 11th Sustainable Development Goal. I'm inviting everyone, 18 and under, to visit psgff.com to learn how to create a short video about how you envision creating peace in the streets and enter it into this year's Peace in the Streets Global Film Festival.
Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, the most trusted and reviewed cleaning company in town. Take advantage of their back-to-school sale going on now. 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. And get the hallway clean for free when you mention this station. Schedule online at ZeroResColumbia.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2073. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Tax relief advocates, real solutions for real people. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today and call 800-575-2073. Or you can visit us online at TRA.com.
Summertime in the famously hot Midlands of South Carolina. That can put a lot of stress on your HVAC system. And if your air conditioning goes out, that can put a lot of stress on you. Make the right call to OnCall Plumbing, Heating, and Air. With OnCall, they'll send you a trained technician, not a trained salesperson. OnCallSC.com.
OnCall Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Pick up the phone and we'll be right there.
Call
781-HELP. I'm Tamara Pridgett.
And I'm Adrienne Herbert. And we're co-hosts of Sweat the Details, a collaboration from Under Armour and iHeartRadio.
It's a brand new podcast by women, for women, here to shake up the conversation about women in sport and fitness.
iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts. But don't take our word for it. Find Sweat the Details on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live music is back at our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Listen every weekday to win your way to this ultimate once-in-a-lifetime experience and win $1,000.
Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us here today. We appreciate it as always. Looking at some of the flaws for some of the teams that may make the CFP. You know, let's look at Iowa State. Iowa State. The big thing with this program is that since 2017, they're 32-19. Not every loss can be remembered as a disaster, but they have several that really make them look silly. They failed to generate 4.5 yards a play in 6 of those 19 losses. Their offense, ladies and gentlemen, is boring. I know that sounds silly, but their offense is pretty boring. It's efficient to an extent, but if they don't get certain things going, they are a boring offense. We shall see. The Georgia Bulldogs. Look. Here's the thing with Georgia. They have the talent to be in the CFP. The big thing with them is that I think if they lose to Clemson, they're going to lose to whoever they play in the SEC championship game simply because I think they will run through their SEC schedule because they don't really play anyone that is absurdly over-the-top talented. After, I think Clemson is their toughest matchup in the regular season. I don't think I'm far-fetched when I say that. Okay? Here's the thing with them, though. If they lose to Clemson, I think that they don't have, they won't have the nuts and bolts to win the SEC title because I think that Alabama's going to play there, and I think Alabama's a step above everybody else. Now, if they had George Pickens, if they had Eric Gilbert, if they had these guys that are in the mix that have been injured, you can make an argument that they have the talent to beat Alabama, that they have the talent to beat Clemson. But they don't have those guys. And a lot of it comes back down to JT Daniels, who I said yesterday is my 10 players that I thought had to have a great season for their team to reach the potential that they ultimately could have. JT Daniels has to have a great year. But here's the problem. If he doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to, can't really do much. The Georgia running game is solid. Maybe their offensive line isn't as deep as some people thought. But they do have the talent, in my opinion, to be a very, very good football team. We shall see how things roll out for them. If they win the Clemson game, okay, I think they can lose the SEC championship game and still make the CFP. That's how important this Clemson game is, in my opinion, to them. If they lose the SEC championship game by a touchdown to a, what would be a, what, 13-0 Alabama team? You lose by a touchdown in Atlanta for the SEC championship? I think that's going to, now this is barring Cincinnati going, you know, 13-0 with those wins over Indiana and Notre Dame, which a Notre Dame loss would knock them out of the situation as well. But if they lose by a touchdown, maybe they can, with that win over Clemson, that would be enough. Maybe that would be enough. Would they get the Alabama nod? Remember, Alabama got the nod when they didn't win the SEC championship. They didn't even win their division, if I remember correctly. Yeah, not so much, man. Cincinnati is better than you think. Yes, I get that. Ryan Day isn't their coach, though, there, Colonel Wooderson. So we shall see how things work out with them. The Oklahoma Sooners. Man, I tell you what, it seems like ESPN every season tries to push a team down our throat and say, you know what, this is the team that you should be picking with your buddies when you're talking with around the cooler and everything else. And a lot of it comes back to they look at what they did their last game against Florida where they ran up and down the field on the Gators. And the reality is for that matchup, the Gators didn't really have their full team. So, I don't know if I'm really buying Oklahoma. Oklahoma's had some issues with, they ranked second in yards allowed per pass attempt at 6.6 yards an attempt there. They don't really cover the ball. They did do well in conference last season, but we shall see. They are retooling their secondary this year. So the secondary may have issues there for Oklahoma. All right, Ohio State, before we get out of here, and we'll do Clemson and Alabama in just a second. Who's going to be the quarterback? Just saying, is it going to be C.J. Stroud? Is it going to be the young man who supposed to be a senior in high school this year? Sewell, I believe is his name. I don't know. We shall see. Who's going to be their quarterback? With Clemson. You know, I said this yesterday, Brent Venables is a hell of a defensive coordinator, but the last couple of times they've faced some dynamic offenses, they've kind of got punched in the mouth. Who's also going to run the ball for Clemson? So, yeah, that's kind of the big thing there, too. They lose Jackson Carman, who was their best offensive lineman. So, with that, there are some issues there with Clemson. Just saying. I know people say this person's going to play here and that person's going to play there and all of that's going to be great, but you don't know. Alabama, that offense needs to replace an all-American, a quarterback, running back, receiver, left tackle, and center. If I told you any team other than Alabama had to replace an all-American at quarterback, running back, receiver, left tackle, and center, and that doesn't even include a receiver returner who likely would have been an All-American if he'd played healthy last season, of course, with Jalen Waddle. You would tell me they're going to take a step back this year. But Alabama doesn't step back. You know why? Because if you're a five-star guy and you leave, there's a five-star guy replacing you. It's sort of like what Georgia has, to be completely honest. Okay? They do have one skill position starter, wideout John Michi. Billingsley and Bolden last year had regular roles, but neither one of those guys got over 300 yards receiving on the total season. And it's going to be Bryce Young, man. Is he going to be the guy? He threw just 22 passes. What does that get you? An NIL deal for tons of money. Pays to be the Alabama quarterback. So those are the questions we have for each CFP team as I write them up. And I tell you what, it's interesting to say the least. You can look at different stuff here for each team, and it's easy to pick out flaws. easy to pick out flaws, but you know, kind of helps because it gives you an idea of what you're looking against heading up into the season. All right, Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk is next.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
He is the czar of Clemson Sports. Yes.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Feel free to call his show. Actually, you have to interact with him on Twitter. He is at Clemson Sports. Also, ClemsonSportsTalk.com. My blog page will be up this afternoon at about, I have stuff, new stuff up there by 5 o'clock today, in addition to the podcast. Appreciate you guys checking out the show. We'll be back at it tomorrow. This is The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.